Okay, today's daf is daf of Zion. Today's daf in the whole week was sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal. It was Eichon Nishmas Rachel Baskitzik Moshe, who's your, I think it's Sherry's grand, right, who's Sherry's grandmother, whose yurtzeit is today Gimel Teves, and Shama should have an Aliyah. Okay, so we are on Chavav Amadez by the words of Elo Kasha HaRabbi Eliezer. Well, just remember where we are, is that we had a stira between two brisos. So we had a brisa that we started with. The brisa was a Tanur Rabbanan that if you had an oven, the old days ovens, that was put in the kiln, right? With and it was fired up with Isurei Hana. We said Klipe Orla or Kushin Shel Klai Karim. If it was a brand new oven, we said that if it was Chadash Yutat, it would have to be broken. And if it was Yashan, then it would have to Yutzan and just let it cool off. But then we had another brisa. Ben Chadash, Ben Yashan Yutzan. It has to be broken no matter what. So the prior question is trying to figure out who is the author of the second Brisa. So the Gemara first tried to say that it was Rebbe, and the Gemara says, no, now the Gemara says, El Elokasha, HaRab Eliezer, VaHaRabanan. The first Brisa says that the concept of Zev Zegorim. We have two things that cause the initiation, I guess, of the usage of the item. Number one, if it's a brand new oven, we had in our case the Suri Hana. Plus, when you actually use it, it's also going to be heter hana. So then that's zevzegorim. So the Tanakama is going to say that the first brisa was, we're going to say the second brisa is going to be Rabbi Lezer. So say zevzegorim is usser, and the second brisa that says even a brand new oven would need to be broken. That's going to be the Rabbanon, who are going to hold...
Isn't it the other way around?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It should be the other way around. Yeah. The first brice is the Rabbanan, who say, Ein Shvach Eitzim Apas. And the second brice is me, Rabbi Lezer, right, who says that Zev Zagorim is Aser. Okay, so it has it wrong here in the Masifta. So the Gemara says, Hi, Rabbi Lezer, right? So the Gemara says, well, which Rabbi Lezer? Where's the proof that Rabbi Lezer, who holds that Zev Zagorim is Aser? We just have a shita here. We can't say it's Rabbi Lezer unless we ascribe and find somewhere else where the Rabbi Lezer actually says Zev Zegorim is Usser. So Elim Rabbi Lezer the Seor. Maybe it's talking about Rabbi Lezer of the Seor. Okay, Seor is a leavening agent. It causes the dough to rise. So what's that case? The Tanan, we have a Mishnah Maseches Orla. Seor Shel Chulin. So we have this, I guess, Chulin, non-Kadosh Seor. U Shel Truma. And another one of Truma, which is Usser. Right? Seor Chulin and Seor Shel Truma. Shenaflu Socha Isa. They both fell in to the dough and caused the dough to rise, right? The aim, but so is this thing concerned truma or not? The aim, but zek kedei lahachmitz. The aim, but zek kedei lahachmitz. Neither, excuse me, neither piece of seor had enough, was big enough to have caught on their own to have caused the dough to rise. Vinitstarfu v'chimtzu. But together they were able to cause the dough to rise. So Rilezer Omer Rilezer says achar acharon iba. I go according to the last one that falls in. If the sore of Truma fell in last, so then the Isa is considered Truma, and it will be Usur for non-Kohanim to eat. If the sore of Chulin fell in last, then I'm going to say that it's whoever fell in last, that's the thing that caused it to rise, and it gets the characteristic of that last thing. Chachamim say, no, Bein Shenafal Isur L'chadchila, Bein Shenafal Isur L'sof. It doesn't matter when the Isur piece fell in, La'olam Ein La'Usur. This piece is not going to be Usur. Ad sheyek bo kidei lahachmitz, until one of them, until you have, until it's able to be machmitz the item by itself. And Rashi's, okay, the Amar Abayi, and now Abayi goes back to explain Rabbi Lezer. And Amar Abayi, lo shanu Rabbi Lezer, when he says you go according to the last thing that fell in, ela shekadam v'silek esa iser. That would be the case of, we're saying that's mutter, so that means the chulin fell in last. That would only be if the truma fell in first, then you removed it, and then the chulin fell in, and then it was machmitz. Avalokad the mesilik says iser, but if you didn't remove the iser before the chulin piece fell in, it would still be usser, because it would say that the truma is still having impact on the item. I don't know if you pull it out. I'm not sure how it has the ability to rise. It left the rising ability in, and then you pulled the rest of it out. Alma, you see from here that he's concerned. He is concerned if the chulin and the iser are and the truma seor are there together, it's going to be usser. He only amatches it if you pull out the truma. Alma, you see from here, zev is a gorim usser. If you have two things, something mutter, something usher, that are combined together to create something, zevah zegonim is going to be usher. The Rabbanim clearly don't hold that. The Tanakhama in this brayso clearly holds there's no problem. Whether which one fell in or that one fall in doesn't matter. He says because zevah zegonim is going to be mutter. Rabbi Lezer seems to hold zevah zegonim is usher. The Gemara says, remind the time of the Rabbi Lezer kira abayi. Why are you assuming that Rabbi Lezer holds like abayi? Rabbi Lezer makes a statement that he says that if the chulin and the seor fell in together, fell in, I go according to the last one. Because that Abaye says Abaye makes this rule. So he says, who says Rabbi Lezer hold like Abaye? Right? My time of Rabbi Lezer was to Abaye. Dilma, time of Rabbi Lezer. Maybe Rabbi Lezer's reason is, Mishun ba'achar achar on iba. I follow the last one. Whatever fell in last, fell in last. Lokshna kadam vasilika iser. Lokshna kadam lokshna lo kadam vasilika iser. Makes no difference whether I remove the iser from it or I did not remove the iser from it. I said that's the case. No matter what, I go according to the last one. Ha, but aval bibas achas, if they fell in together, exact same time they fell in together, he's going to say hachinam b'shari. Maybe he'll say it's mutter because maybe there's no proof here that zevah zegorim is aser because you could theoretically say here then the case when they're both falling together at the same time, maybe we'd say it's mutter. Who says he's holding like Rabbi Lezer's limitation? So Ella, so we still have to find a source where Rabbi Lezer holds zevah zegorim is aser. Ella, he learned it from Rabbi Lezer the atzei asherah. Rabbi Lezer from the case of using the branches of an asherah tree. Ditran, this is a Mishnah Maseches of Zara. Natal hamena, we took from it, meaning you took from the asherah tree. Natal hamena etzim, you know, these branches that are right. So then, they are a surin bahana. The branches of the asherah tree are asur bahana. Hisik bahen esatanor, you used the branches of the asherah tree in order to use that as the kiln, I guess, to make a new oven, right? If it's chadash, you make to make a new oven, right? Then that causes the oven to put together, and therefore you have iser that's causing the oven to come into existence. So the yutatz, you have to break it because you're not allowed to get hanar from this tanor because it's established and it's standing because of avodah zarah. But yashan, if it's an existing oven and you just use it, I guess, to warm it up, yutzan. Then all you have to do is let it cool off from the heat of the atzei avodah zarah, and then afterwards you'll be able to use it. But afa bo es hapas, let's say you baked. You bake bread on it, asur bahana, it becomes asur bahana, the bread becomes asur bahana. Nisarva v'acheros, if that piece of bread falls into others, and the Tosfos takes off the next one, v'acheros, but it gets mixed up, kulan, all the loaves of bread are asur bahana, because we say avodah zarah is not batel barov, avodah zarah is not batel barov, so that's Tanakhama there. Rabbi Lezer says, no, what do? When it comes to this, we have this bread of avodah zarah, it got mixed up together, I don't know what to do with it. So he says, what you do is, you don't throw it out, you find that you take the value of the piece of bread, and you throw that the coin into the Dead Sea, you destroy the piece of coin. Basically what you do is, you pipoda, you redeem the Isser. Right, he says, right, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Yoli Chana Liyam HaMelech, right, Rashi says, Demei Eitzim. So Amar Lo, the Chacham said to him, wait a second, how do you do that? He says, ain't pidgin avodah zarah. You can be poda, kodesh, hektish, you can be poda. Who says you can redeem avodah zarah? But what's going on here? So how do we see this? Actually, it seems like both shitas here are holding that zevah zegorim and b'asar. Because what happened was, if you baked the pas on the oven, we say it's asar bahana. So when you bake it, so it's two causations over here, right? You have the cause of the oven, which is the avodah zarah, and then the new heat that's coming into it also. So it's zevah zegorim, and Rabbi Lezer says, really, it's usher until you redeem it. And that's what the Gemara says. Okay, wait a second. So I mean, we could simply answer that it's the Tanakhama, but then Tanakhama also, I thought Tanakhama, it's not. Then we have to figure out who the Tanakhama is to then say who the Shita is in our Mishnah, right? Because they want to have it assigned to an individual. So we're going to go by the sheet of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer doesn't really argue with Tanakhama. He only argues with Tanakhama in the fact that you can redeem it. But he still says it would be usher prior to redemption. So Gemara says, no, who said, how can you prove there that Zevah Zegorim is usher according to Rabbi Lezer? Amor, maybe you can say, the Shamas Dei Rabbi Lezer, Avodah Zarah, the Chomer Yisura. Maybe, where does Rabbi Lezer say that Zevah Zegorim is usher? Only by Yisra Avodah Zarah, because that's a very, very Chomer Yisra. If it's so chomer, how can you redeem it? But he says it's very, very chomer iser. But bishar b'sur and shabbat Torah mishamaslay. But in the rest of isurim of the Torah, like our case of establishing the oven with klipei orla, who says he holds zevah zegorim also in that case? Maybe he only says zevah zegorim when it comes to really, really strong isurim like avodah zarah. Gemara says, okay, Eli Im Kain, if that's the case then now, that you've rejected all these possibilities, Aman Tarmie. So according to whom are we going to establish the Shita that the time of the Sheisiku Bekvikbe Orla is going to be, that if it's a new oven, you have to burn it. We don't find the Tana. It's not true, though. We find the Tana Kama of Rabbi Eliezer. I'm not sure what the Gemara is asking. We still have the Tana Kama of Rabbi Eliezer. And the Gemara says, well, Ode, and this is probably the real answer, but Ode, Hatanya Behejim. We have a Brice that says explicitly that V'chein Hayer Rabbi Eliezer Omer, that after he talks about a Vodazara, Rabbi Eliezer would say, V'chein Hayer Rabbi Eliezer Oser, B'chol Yisur Shevetorah. He said that applies to all Yisur Shevetorah, not just the Vodazara. So we have Kor, the Shita that holds Zev Zer Gorim Oser is going to be Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to go back now to explain the Shita of Rebbe. What was the Shita of Rebbe? So yesterday we saw in the Tanur Rabbanon, we had a second case, right? It was Tanur Rabbanon. You had the Tanur Sheisiku Beklipe Orla, or Bekashas Klai Karim. If it was new, you break it. If it was old, you let it cool off. If you baked in the pot, if you baked in the oven a pas, a bread, Rebbe Omer HaPas Asura. Rebbe says that the pas is Asur because he held this concept of Shvach Eitzim HaPas. That the benefit of the Avodah Zarah goes into the oven, which goes into the bread, right? It's the existence, extent, shvach eats in the pot. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Im Timtzei Lomar, Zeva Zegorim Aser. Now, we're going back to Rebbe. If you wanted to hold, and we rejected this before, if you wanted to say that Rebbe holds Zeva Zegorim is Aser, like he says, if you have two causations, it's going to be Aser, and therefore he would also hold that the Tanor that was burnt up, or that was fired up with Klipe Orla has to be broken, then Rebbe Heiner Rebbe Lezer. Then Rebbe holds, Rebbe's going to be the same sheet to Rebbe Lezer. The Im Timtzei Lomar, but if you're going to say that Rebbe holds Zev Zegorim is Mutter, and Zev Zegorim is going to be Mutter, then Vahacha, and why is the reason, what's the reason why Rebbe says that a pas, Shene'efa Behisek Shoklapi Orla, that if you used Isser firewood to bake the bread, that bread will be usher. It's the reason, because we say Mishum Sheyesh Shvach Eitzim Apasu. The reason is because you get the Eitzim go into the pas, and therefore you're using Yisrei Hanar to bake it. The Yisrei Hanar goes into what is being baked, right? And therefore, if he holds the Yesh Shvach Eitzim Apas, Hani Ka'aros Bekosos Utzlochios. So all these types of bowls and cups that are made, I think they're made from Cheres, that are, the case would be that they were formed and created through burning up Atzei Asherah, they would be Usser, because you're going to say that Shvach, I guess, goes into the Shvach Eitzim Apas, goes into these utensils. So Ki Pligi, where would he argue, Rebbe would argue that, so V'chi Pligi, Betano or Kedera. Okay, one second. Get this right again. This is the hardest piece of the daf. So he says, that would be Usser, even to Rebbe, because there's nothing else that causes, and nothing else that's being done here. What you're doing is you are creating the ka'aros and the kosos directly through the flame that is created by Yisuri Hana. However, when it comes to the tanor or kedera, that was also done through, created through Atzei Asherah, that he would say is mutter. Because when are you going to get the benefit from it? You're going to get the benefit from it when you put another fire in to cook, and then that would, or to bake. So then that would be Zeva Zegorim, and Zeva Zegorim is mutter according to the sheet of Rebbe Meir, right? He says Mitana Vikadari, Lamanda Amar Zeva Zegorim Aser, Lamanda Amar Zeva Zegorim Mutter. Sorry, it would be mutter again. So what's make the distinction between baking the bread, right? To baking the bread and firing up a new oven. So firing up a new oven is to say it's mutter. Why? Because he's going to hold Zeva Zegorim as mutter. So we fire up a new oven, so you're not using it when it's fired up. Then you go in and afterwards and you use it. Well, then there's two causes in there. The cause of the when you initially did it, and when it's being used now, so it's Zeva Zegorim is Mutter. When it comes to creating a new clay utensil, that he's going to say Zeva Zegorim is still Mutter. But there it's going to be Usser, it's because Shvach Eitzim Mepas, because you have the benefit of the Isurei in the thing, because you can use it right then and there. It has its utility immediately. The Gemara says, Ikad Amri, and some say, I feel mind the Amma Zev Zegorim Mutter, even according to my number, says Zev Zegorim is Mutter, the Keter is Asura. The pot's also going to be Asur. The POT pot is going to be Asur. The Hakibla Bishulim, Mikhaim, and Nathan Eitzim, that Teir, because it has its utility even before you put something in there to bake. because they can now be a receptacle, can hold something. So therefore, it has shvach etzim in it. The idea is that shvach etzim only ashes it if immediately after using the shvach etzim, then it has its utility. It has what you. So if you say shvach etzim, so if you're going to view it as having a receptacle, can hold things, then you don't need anything else to create utility. It's just a shvach etzim. If you say that its utility is only to be used to bake, well, then it's, the shvach etzim is nothing that completed its utility. It was later on something else added, and the other thing was heter stuff when you burnt it with the heter stuff. So then it would be zev zagor, according to Rebbe, it would be mutter. Okay, I believe that's the hardest part. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. So now the Gemara is going to bring a different girsa. Right, the Gemara here brings a sheet of Shmuel, who says Tanur Shei Siku Beklipe Orla Ubekasha Shaklai Karam. So you have this fire, this oven that was fired up with and created new with Isurei Hana. Again, created new Chadash Yutatz. You have to break it. Yashan Yutzan. If it was new, you let it cool off. Afu Boas Apas. If you baked bread in it, you bake bread as you're firing it up. Basically, that's how it worked. So Rabbi Omer Apas Muteres. Hapas Asura. Wait a second. We just Batani Ibcha. Our Bryce we learned before is complete opposite. We learned that Rebbe says the pas is Asur and the Chacham say the pas is Muteris. So what's going on here? Why is Shmuel learning it the opposite way? The Gemara says Shmuel Ibchatani. First answer, Shmuel had different Masorah. His Masorah was not the opposite. Okay. Vibais Ema, which is a little more of a troubling answer. Ba'alma Kasavar Shmuel Halacha Karebi Mechaveru Velo Mechaverav. Typically, Shmuel holds that this machlokas Rebbe is a bar plukta. If he's arguing on an individual, the sock follows Rebbe. If he's being cholik on a multitude of people, then it goes to chaverav. So over here, it's Rebbe against chaverav. So according to Shmuel, technically speaking, the halacha should be like chaverav. So that's why according to here, Shmuel would say that the pas would be aser. But ubahav even chaverav. The point is over here, Shmuel says that here Rebbe was right, meaning in our brisa, Rebbe was right that the pas should be usher. V'savar, so he says, asnei ibcha, hehechi dinekam rabban liyisurei. The problem is, Shmuel said, is that people know that Rebbe b'chaverav, the pas lechaverav. Here we know that Rebbe was correct. So in order to get everybody to hold like Rebbe, I'm going to flip the shitos, so it looks like now that the chacham, the one who said that it's mutter, and everyone's holding the chacham. So basically he's changing, we've seen this a few times in Shas, where you change the psak, you change the authorship of the psak, because you think that if they're doing so, more people are going to listen to it. So here, the halacha he says is that the pas the pas is asura, right? The pas is asura because they say shach eitzim the pas. In our brayso, so that's Rebbe. In this brayso, it's chachamim. So why does he do that again? He does it to make them look like the majority holds that way, so people will hold according to that way, because people typically wouldn't hold like Rebbe when he argues against the majority. Okay. Next. The end of the brisa said now, Bishla, you baked the loaf of bread, agabe gicholim. Right, the brisa said, let's say you baked it on the coals. I mean, there wasn't a fire, it was just the heat of the coals that was there. So, Bishla, agabe gicholim, divrei kol pas muteris. Everyone says the pas is muteris in that case. Why? Because you no longer have the eitzim of the asherah. It's just the coals. It's just what's left over. The eitzim, the asherah, has burnt off and it's gone. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yehuda says, wait, let's explain the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. So it's two people saying it either in the name of Shmuel or in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Chad Amar Lo Shano El Gecholim Amamos, Aval Gecholim Lo Chashos Asurin, the Chad Amar Afil Gecholim Lo Chashos Nami Utarim. So second sheet is easy. Once you get to the coals, even if there's like red or heat into the, or you can see their flames on the coals, it's still going to be mutter. The first sheet says no. If it's gecholim omamos that you see the light, so if it's gecholim omamos where everything is out, it's just the heat. I guess it became white already. Just the heat. That's when it's gonna be mutter. But if it's gecholim lochashos that they're still burning a bit, you still see the flame. That's gonna be usser. So Rosh says bishlam alaman damar lochashosurin. And according to that first sheet, who says that lochashos are usser, right? Mishum the yeshvach etzim pas. Why is the reason why it's usser? Because you still have, if they're still burning, that means the wood is still burning, and Yashvach eats him into the pas. Elamanda Amar Afilu Lochos Mutaros, according to one who says that it, even if they're still burning and there's still flame coming out of it, off the branches, that it's mutter, then pasta usser, right? the case of pasta asr, the yeshvach etzim pasta, Rabbi Rebbe Yechim Shnachas Lo. So what's the case where Rebbe's going to say that shvach etzim, where is it going to be asr? What's the case if it's going to be asr? Here, they're still burning, they're still extant, and he's saying it's mutter. Rebbe said shvach etzim pasta is asr. Well, where, right, and Shmuel said it's chacham, but the psalm is shvach etzim pasta is asr. Where is it going to be a case of asr? You're even saying it's mutter when it's still burning. So what's the case? So amar apapa kisha avuka kinegdo. Yeah, there's one thing where you have like the embers and it's just glowing hot. Another thing when it's actually on fire, right? When it's really, I think that's the difference. When it's actually burning, right? So right, Rashi says kinegdo, kinegdo pas mavir etzim b'fia tanor. I guess I think it means you actually see the branches next to the oven that are burning. So that's when he's going to say it's asr. Okay, miklal. So Gemara says, wait a second, miklal. The rabbanon the poligalayu afilu kishavuka kinegdo. So the Rabbanon who argue on Rebbe and say that their matir, a loaf of bread that is baked with atzei ashera, that would be even when you have the flames going, right? So Ella etzim diyisul Rabbanon heichem shkachas lo. So when do you have a case, right? You had the flame, the branches are extant. Everyone says these branches are yisurei lahana. So when are you going to have a case of isra na according to the Rabbanon? Even if the branches are right there and they're burning, he still says it's mutter. So it's okay, take it away. You want to find the case where it's asr, take it away from the case of being burnt and bring it to a case. Amarashi, Amar of Ami Barchama Bisharshifa. I think a Sharshifa is a chair. I'm not sure how we translate.
Bench.
A bench? Okay. So Bisharshifa is okay, when you're using the Atzei Ashera, not in the sense of burning from the flame, you're using it for a bench. And you're sitting on the Atzei Ashera. You made a table or a bench out of the Atzei Ashera. So now you're getting benefit directly from the Atzei Ashera. Okay. Bayi mine Rami Barchama me Rav Chisda. So Rami Bar Chama now asks Rav Chisda the following question. Tanur she siku ba'atzei hektish. Let's say you have a tanur that you burn it, you light it with hektish branches. We used a Surah Hana, now we're using hektish. Va'afa bo ba'pas. And now you bake bread on it. So we had said, shvach etzim ba'pas is aser. What about the shvach etzim of the hektish? Right? L'rabbanon d'sharu b'kamaisa. According to the Rabbanon who said before that they were matir pas that was baked with Isuri Hana, because they don't hold them, they say ain't shvach etzim pas. So my, what's going to be the deal when it comes to hektesh? So Amalek can say, oh, when it comes to hektesh, it's asura. The Rabbanon would agree that's asur. It's not consistent. Either you hold a shvach etzim pas or you don't hold a shvach etzim pas. If you hold an ain't shvach etzim pas, so Isuri Hana, the pas is still mutter. Hektesh the pas is still mutter because you don't view the tree, the branches going into the bread. And if you hold yeshvach etzim pas, it shouldn't make a difference whether or not it's hektesh or Yisrei Hanas. The Gemara says, that's what Gemara asks, Uma ben zo, which is the bread that was baked with the atzei hektesh, le orla. To the case of orla, he said that it was aser. So Rav says, Hakiyasha, what's the comparison? Orla, hektesh is much more chamor. It's a much more chamor iser. Orla, betelim amasayim. When it comes to Orla, there's the possibility of it being batel. 1 in 200 or 201. 1 in 200 becomes batel. But hektesh, when it comes to hektesh, they get mixed up with teter. I feel a bit eliflo batel. It's never going to be batel. So just like it's so chamor when it comes to the din of bittel, it's going to be so chamor when it comes to shvach etzim pas. So we're going to make a distinction and say when it comes to Yisrael, like Orla, we'll say ain't shvach etzim pas because it's not as chamor. When it comes to hektesh, we're going to say yesh shvach etzim pas because it's such a chamor iser that there isn't even bittel. So therefore, there's also going to be this idea a shvach etzim pas. It just has more strength. If it has more strength, we can view it as being into the bread. So Ela Amar Rava Ikashle Hakashle. If you want to ask a question, this is going to be your question. The question is going to be, why would you say that if you used Kodesh Eitzim, the item becomes Usser? Don't the item becomes Usser. We ask first because, oh, what about Shvach Eitzim? Forget Shvach Eitzim. Let's enter the world of Mi'ila. And Mi'ila means misappropriation of Hektesh items. I used it. The idea is that when you use something, and now you're Chayef from Mi'ila, that item leaves the realm of Hektesh. It's removed. Hektesh is removed from it. So right here also, the question is going to be, once I start using the branches, I was Moel. And if I was Din Me'ila, then the branches are no longer Hektesh. They basically leave Hektesh. Rashi says, there's no Rashi in this one. Right, he says, Havalo Moel Hamasik, the one who's lighting is violating Me'ila. They call Hecha the Moel Hamasik, Nafik Lehulukulin. And every time you do Me'ila, the item that you do Me'ila on is basically redeemed and goes l'chulin. It's no longer kodesh anymore. So therefore, as I'm, let's say I light it, so I'm lighting it. Those items, I'm now being moel in it because I'm getting benefit from it. The item's no longer hekdesh. So there's no longer hekdesh going into the, yeah, okay, shvach eitzim pas. There's no hekdesh here. It's chulin now because I did me'ila. So the Gemara answers, Amar Papa, hacha ba'atzei shlamim maskinan. We're dealing with branches that have the kedusha of shlamim, meaning they're going to be used to buy korban shalom, which means they are kachet kalim. If you remember our hekdesh days, there's kachet kachim, chatas, ola, ashram, is kachet kalim, shlamim, different places where they're shechted in the base of Mikdash, with different ways of doing the sprinkling of blood. Kachet kalim are a lower level, and it's aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar. Okay, so one second, we'll get to Rabbi Yehuda. He says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, wait, what does Rabbi Yehuda say? The Amar, Hekdesh, Rabbi Yehuda makes a distinction when it comes to Me'ila. If you were Mo'el B'Shogeg, right, inadvertently, then it's Mischalel. Then the item loses Hekdesh status. If it's been mazed, ain't no Mischalel. If you did it purposely, right, then it's not, the item doesn't use, I guess, actually there's no Korban Me'ila, and the item doesn't lose its Hekdesh status. Been mazed in my time alone. Why doesn't it go out to Chulin if you were Moel b'mezid? Kevan delav bar me'ilahu. Because it's not, there's no chiyav me'ilah at that point. Which is misappropriation. It's the bad thing you did, but you don't have to bring the carbon, you don't have to pay, you don't have that. You just did an isra me'ilah. B'mezid. But so, time of Kevan delav bar me'ilahu, lo napik l'chulin. So shlomim nami. Shlomim also. Kevan delav bar me'ilah in you. Kachikalim. The idea is that there's no me'ilah by kachikalim either. So if there's no meaning, there's no me'ilah, meaning it doesn't let me go to chulin. So this idea also, you're using eitzim of shlamim, right? Came in the lab from me'ilah, they knew lo naf the chulin, they don't go to chulin. So the case over here of where you would say it's usher is because there's no concept of me'ilah here. Me'ilah means it goes to chulin. This is not going to chulin. It's because it's kachikalim. Kachikalim and mol b'mezin aren't yotzei the chulin because there's no chiyav of me'ilah. So the Gemara then asks, okay. You're telling me that any other time, I guess, that the person using the item, right, the person who's using the item to burn, it's a hekdesh, it goes to chulin. Batanya, the following brisa, kol hanisrafim, all isuri hana, that their mitzvah, it's a list of Masechet Tumurah, we've come a few times, all mitzvahs, all isuri hana, that the mitzvahs to burn them, efron mutter. Then what's left over, the ash left over, become mutter, because it's nasei mitzvah, so you accomplish what you need to do. Chutz me'atzei shera, except from atzei shera, the mitzvah is to burn from them, nevertheless they're afer, the ashes are usher, the afer hekdesh la'olam usher, and the ashes of hekdesh, I mean branches of hekdesh, are always usher. Now if you're going to tell me that it's yotzei l'chulin after me'ila, why is afer hekdesh always usher? Right? If it's a case of kachay kachim, you should be able to be, it's me'ila, and it was yotzei l'chulin. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, kegon shenafa deleka me'alev atzei hekdesh, deleka inish linmo. No, that case that the Mishnah's talking about, someone lit a fire when it was moel, a fire broke out and burnt it. So there was no me'ila, because it was burnt on its own. Right? Deleka inish linmo. Rishmaya Amar, Rishmaya says, no, but osan shetnuim gnisa. What type of hekdesh are we talking about over there? We're talking about certain types of hekdesh that require to be buried. There's certain type of hekdesh that requires to be buried, that's signed in, it's the Trumas Adeshin. Right, the Trumas Adeshin is taken off, the ashes that are taken off from the Mizbeach every morning, and they're placed on the side. Right, the Tanya of the Brice by the Trumas Adeshin, it says, V'samo etzal Mizbeach, was V'samo, it says V'samo place as opposed to throwing it, V'samo means benachas, you have to place it nicely, V'samo means all of it, kulo, V'samo lo yufaser. You can't put it in three different places, it has to be all in that place. But samo means it has to be put into Geniz over there, so therefore that's the Efer Hektesh, it's the Olam Asar, is specifically the Trumas Adeshin. Okay. Nusugya. Complete Nusugya, back to our Mishnah on Chaf Aleph. Mishnah there said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bira chametz, ela sreifa. The only way you can destroy your chametz is by burning it. It's by sreifa. The Chachamim Omer, the Chachamim say, no, af mefarer, v'hazore l'ruach, you can break it up and crumble it up, throw it in the air and have the wind take it away, you know, flush it down the toilet, throw it into the ocean, get it away, right, o matal yam, right. So Gemara says, Tanya. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Right, it doesn't say anywhere in the Psukim, right, that you have to burn it. It says you have to, it's hashmasa, it's destruction, getting rid of it. Why does it say specifically burning? So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Bir Chametz El Sreifa, Bir Chametz, the concept of Tashbisu, only is accomplished via burning. Va'adin Nosin, and I can learn this, he says, start off, try with a Kal V'Chomer. He's going to learn it from a kal v'chomer from nosar. Again, nosar is the leftover sacrificial meats, leftover beyond their time. You have to burn them. Ma nosar, so nosar, she'eno bal yira'a bal yimotza. So nosar, just if you see, if you keep nosar in your possession, you're not violating any bal yira'a bal yimotza when it comes to nosar, as opposed to chametz, if you keep it in your possession, without bitul, without all that stuff, you're violating bal yira'a bal yimotza. Nevertheless, so nosar, which doesn't have this concept of bal yira'a bal yimotza, ta'un sreifa, nevertheless, it requires burning. So chametz, when it comes to chametz, sheyeshno b'bal yirah b'bal yimatzah, which does have b'bal yirah b'yimatzah, it's on a bit of a higher level, low culture cane, shoot town sreifa. If the kal thing, no sir, doesn't require, doesn't have b'bal yirah b'yimatzah, requires sreifa. So the chomer thing of chametz, which has b'bal yirah b'bal yimatzah, should also, we should require sreifa. So Gemara says, amrlo, no, that doesn't work. Because this is going to violate certain rules that we have when it comes to kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer is a logical argument. Logical arguments you're allowed to argue on. So if you have a kal v'chomer that leads to a kula, it's not a valid kal v'chomer. So he says here, Amru lo, he said to Rabbi Yehuda, kol din sh'ata dan t'chiloso l'hachmir. Any kal v'chomer that you try to make that initially comes out to a chumra, but v'sofo l'hakel, but in the end ends up being a kula, ain't no din. That's not a valid kal v'chomer. Now this kal v'chomer, he says, you want to be machmir. They say you can only do a pesreifa. But that leads to a kula of lo matza etzim l'sofro. And if you don't find, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you don't find any means to burn it, so then what happens? You yoshev u'batel. You're not going to destroy your chametz. But if you're using this as a kal v'chomer, it's a kal v'chomer that leads to a kula, which means that if you don't have the branches, you wouldn't be. The Torah says, destroy or get rid of the chametz from your house, which is b'chol davar shatacha yol hashmiso. It sounds like anything. So how can you learn the kal v'chomer? It violates the rules of kal v'chomer.
How is that a kula?
Because I'm not going to do tashmiso.
That's not kula. Then it means that you're over by your rabbi
matzah. I hear you. So it's the way how you look at it. Okay, I hear. Rashi says, Kol din shata dun shemitchilaso atadono kidei lahachmirav sherei chomer hu vatamavi lo chomer acher kidei gamarta chomer shu b'chbal yirah in the mizrei v'soso ninsa shechomer asher atamosif alav gorim lo lahakel. You know, I say they don't have viewing it that way. The view comes a kula because you're not, now you don't have an obligation. You're saying, oh, you don't have a kiyum. You're saying, don't have an obligation. Right, ain't no din sherei dim alamid shechomer abe hu mekei kiyum. Right, you're out.
According to what you're saying, that means if you don't burn it, there's no chiyuv
Seems to be. And that's what the Gemara is asking. That's ridiculous. The Torah pasuk says, get rid of your chametz.
Yeah, it sounds ridiculous.
Right.
What? What do you mean? How come they don't send it to Nosar? What happens if you don't have a fire? What if there's no such thing? You have to burn the burning.
If you don't have a fire in Nosar.
Right,
I hear.
Yeah. Or say a different way. Say that you have to burn it.
Right, but that's the Chachamim. That's the Chachamim Shita. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says only Besreifa. The Chachamim is a machlokes in the Kirsa of the Mishnah of this. It's af or not af. But they say you have to, according to that. I hear. Right. So Chazir Rabbi Yehuda, Vedano Din Acher. So Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, fine. I won't learn it out from a Kal v'chomer. I'll learn it out from a different one of the Yogim Midos, like either a Hekesh or something like that. Hekesh, Yerusav, Binyan Av. Hekesh, Yerusav, Binyan Av. These no logical arguments to destroy them, because that's just Xeris Akasiv, not a logical argument, and they just go straight. So V'chazer Rabbi Yehuda V'don Eludin Acher, he says, Nosar Asar V'Achila, Nosar Asar V'Achila, Chametz Asar V'Achila, and Chametz Asar V'Achila, Ma Nosar B'Sreifa, just like Chametz B'Sreifa, Ma Nosar B'Sreifa, Chametz B'Sreifa, so to Chametz B'Sreifa, the Gemara says, wait, Amalo, you can't learn it out from there, that's trying to make this Hekesh. He says, no, Nevela Tochiach, you have a case of Nevela. Just because something's asur b'achila doesn't mean you have to burn it. Case of nevela, have nevela and asur b'achila, the ain't no talon sreifa, doesn't have to be burnt. So why are you comparing chametz to the nosar? Compare it to the nevela. So the Gemara says, Amar lahan, no, hefresh. There's a difference because nosar asur b'achila uvehana. Nosar you're not allowed to eat it, ain't not allowed to get benefit from it. Chametz asur b'achila uvehana. Chametz is asur in both as well. My nosar ton sreifa, chametz ton sreifa. So now we're going to make the hekesh, just like nosar has to be burnt, so the chametz has to be burnt. The Gemara says, wait a second, I'm alone. I'll bring you another proof. Shor haniska yochiach, right? The shor that has to be judged, that has to be stoned, right? That's asur b'achila b'hana, and nevertheless, ain't ton sreifa, doesn't have to be burnt. So why are you comparing it specifically to nosar compared to shor haniska and say that it doesn't have to be burnt? So Amar lahan, so he says, no, Hefresh, I have another distinction. Nosar asur l'achilu anah. Nosar is asur to eat. It's asur to get anah from it. Ve anush karis. And if you do eat from it, the punishment is karis. So tzotu chametz is asur b'achilu anah and onush karis. Therefore, we compare it to nosar. Right? So the Gemara says, ma nosar b'sreifa, chametz b'sreifa. So amar lo, what about the chelev of the shor haniska yochiyach? This one is difficult for me. What about the chelev of shor, the chelev, the fats of the shor haniska will prove it. Because it's asur b'achila, it's asur b'hana, and if you eat the fat, you chayev karis, and it doesn't require sreifa. It's a different comparison, because there you're taking two different aspects of the shor haniskal. It's always, the chelev of the shor is always asur b'achila. That's not a din in shor haniskal. The din in shor haniskal is asur b'achila, asur b'hana. The din of the chelev not being eaten is not a shor haniskal din, it's a shor din. So that's right, I don't think it's the same thing. Okay, so he says, shor asur b'achila b'hana, anus karis, and ain't on sreifa. So what ends up saying, the Gemara says here, oh, Chazer Rabbi Yehuda v'don din acher. Rabbi Yehuda learns a different way. He says, Nosar yesh no b'val chosiru. Nosar, what's the isr of Nosar? You're not allowed to leave it beyond a certain time period. Chametz v'val chosiru. Chametz also, you're not allowed to leave it beyond a certain time period. Once Pesach starts, you're not allowed to have it. It's dependent on a time. So therefore, and Rabbi Matzei, so the Gemara says, so then ma Nosar b'sreifa, chametz b'sreifa. So to same idea. The Gemara says, wait a second, no. I'll bring you a different case. Amrulo, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, I can ask on this as well. Asham Taloi. Right, so what's an Asham Taloi? Usually if you violate a lav, that's Chayav Karis, Dupe Shogeg, you bring a Chata. So if you're not sure, you bring Asham Taloi, which holds your Kampari in the veins. Taloi. Right? The Chata's Oath, Haba'al Safik. A Chata's Oath that's born on a Safik. Also, same idea. Much that case, it'd be maybe a woman as a suffix as to whether or not she gave birth or not, whether it was a nephil or not, she brings a chatas oath to me suffix. So Asham Taloi, the chatas oath, habala suffix, lidavarecha, according to you, that should be yochiku, that could also prove that they don't need sreifa, shehein b'val tosiru. They're also karbanos, they're also kachim, and you're not going to leave over, sha'anu omrim b'sreifa, v'ata omer b'kvura. You yourself, Rabbi Yehuda, say, by an Asham Taloi and by a chatas oath, even though there is an issue of nosar, they don't have to be burnt; they have to be buried. So even according to you, there are situations of nosar that aren't burnt, but they're buried. So compare chametz to those and say the chametz has to be buried and not burnt. Why are you comparing it to all? Why are you comparing it to these kachim? Compare it to those kachim, and it wouldn't have to be burned. So shasak Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was quiet, and he didn't have an answer. Question is, if he's quiet to the point that we don't pass like him. So Machlok should show him as whether we pass like him or not. So we'll just finish up over here. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, the fact that the Chachamim were able to reject Rabbi Yehuda from Rabbi Yehuda's own words, that's Hayanda Amar Inchi, that's like a source for certain colloquialisms that people say, Kappa dechada nagra begave nisov chardala. I guess the same spoon that you used is what in the end it's going to burn you. Right, when you eat the same spoon that you use to get the chardal, the mussel seeds, you're going to put it in your mouth and you're going to burn you. That's one. Abai Amra, Sadana b'sidini Yosef, midali yode mi yodel yode mishtalim. Wait. Sadana, which is, I think, the carpenter.
Shackles.
Oh, shackles. Ah, Sadana b'sidini Yosef. He makes the shackles, it goes on his own hands and prevents him from doing his work. Mishtaleim, that's a payim. And Rabba Amar, Giroa Begiri Maktil. The person who makes the arrows is going to get killed with the arrows, right? Giri, Begiri Matle, Midaval Yode Mishtaleim. From what your own handiwork, you get destroyed. So to Rabbi Yehuda, from his own handiwork, he got destroyed. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow. Sorry? Correct. Oh, correct, exactly. So stop here. Again, today's daf was sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Zeicha Nishmas, Rachel Bas Yitzhak Moshe, whose yurtzeit is today. Shalom, Shabbat, and Aliyah. Everyone have a good day. Have a good Shabbat.